What was the process of Serpents Unleashed?
Well, the process for writing was kind of the same process we've used, which we seem to think works okay. We all tend to write independently. Nate writing the most, me sort of being the second lead writer, and then Evan also contributing stuff. And Nate and I sort of go back and forth, like email each other parts or songs, ideas, different things, and kind of hash it out with a drum machine and two guitar parts until it's to a point where we think it's finished or it's close to finished, and we send it to everybody else, and everybody sort of gives us their 2 cents and comes up with ideas for dynamics and extending parts and changing parts and everything. So we sort of, no pun intended, but Nate and I sort of create skeletons of the songs, and then we all kind of get together and flesh them out and sort of make them into what you eventually hear once we get together and practice and everybody writes their own part. Justin, you know, Evan writes his own bass lines to them. Justin changes the drums that we programmed because they're very, very basic. And so we sort of just make it go from there.
And what was it? What was it like recording it? Did you use the same studio?
No. We recorded this one with Kurt Ballou from Converge. Mm-hmm. He's a producer and he's the guitar player at Converge. And that was in Salem, Massachusetts. His studio is called God City Studios. It was the first record we had done with him, and it came out very well. I'm very, very happy with it. I think Kurt was the first guy that was able to really get the production to sort of the energy of the production and the sound to match sort of the energy of a Skeleton Witch live show, which is one of the reasons we went to Kurt, and we got what we wanted.
So it's safe to say you'll be using him again.
Most likely, although we haven't, you know, we've used a different producer for every single record, so you never know. He might be the first guy that we go through twice.
Huh. And I noticed on the album that the songs have gotten a bit shorter. Usually there's that one song or two songs that are maybe 6 minutes and up, but for this one, all of them are under 4 minutes. Was that just a natural, or did one of you guys just go, hey, we should do like some shorter songs on this?
No, that was a natural occurrence. For the most part, we really don't try to premeditate anything as far as how the songs, you know, the length of the songs, whether they're going to be a little more rock and roll or black metal or death metal or whatever. We don't sit down and try to force our hand before we even play, like, and say, well, you know, when we write, we need to make them longer or we need to make it sound like this. We sit down and write what comes naturally to us, and we write the heavy metal that we want to hear. Sort of, it's kind of self-serving in that way, but we write the music that gets us pumped up or gets us excited or makes us want to play it and record it, and wherever that takes us, you know, it might be shorter, it might be longer, it might be more straightforward, it might be weirder, it doesn't really matter to us, it's just the process. We go through the normal process and see kind of what comes out on the other side.
And what gear were you using in the studio?
For amps, we used, most of the guitar sound was a Blackstar Series 1 50-watt guitar head. We also used a Marshall JMP and a PV Bandit. That was it, really. An assortment of different cabinets and mics and things. But those are the three heads that blended together made the guitar sound. Evan used, I forget what, he used an Ampeg 812 cabinet and an Ampeg head. It may have been an SCT Classic with a Boss bass distortion pedal in the front of it. And I believe that was the majority of his bass sound. Drums, I forget what kind of kit we used, because I think it was a Pearl kit a Pearl or a Ludwig that Kurt had there. We have Pearl, and we play Pearl, and I think that's what it was with Kurt's Pearl kit that he had in the studio there, although I'm not a drummer, so I kind of know the least about drums. And Chan used a bunch of different microphones, to sing. Probably some Shure's, probably some Neumann's, probably some, you know. I don't know, when he checks the vocals, we're not usually there, and we just listen to him after the fact, and then, you know, we give him his space while he's doing that, so I actually don't know what mic he would use.
Your live rig, now I've noticed the Blackstar amps, when did you guys start using them, and why did you start using them, and why do you prefer them to what you were previously using?
Well, we started using them in the studio with Kurt. He introduced us to that head, and that's what we used to record the record, because we liked the sound of it, and after we left the studio was when we started using them. I hit those guys up and to see if I could, you know, if they were interested in doing like an endorsement deal with the band. And after some time, they finally decided that they were interested, and they ended up hooking us up with some amps. But it was all from playing them in the studio, really liking it, and saying, shit, this is right on par with what we're using, if not better. And, they're a lot more band-friendly company. Their customer support is awesome, and they're interested in getting involved with younger bands, and like, you know, we felt like they're actually behind us and helping us and pushing us forward, rather than before we had, you know, we liked the sound of the amps, but there was nothing going on back when parts got broken, when we needed help or anything, you know, it was just, there was nobody there, so it was a win-win. It was like, we sound better, and we have a team behind us, so let's switch.
So, did the Blackstar effects make it easier just in general live, like, so that you could just put the presets in there?
We don't have presets, and we don't have effects, and we just ripped through at the same time the entire set. Not even for leads, which may be a detriment. We don't change shit. We plug in and go.
Oh, okay, that's good, because I've been noticing that they have a lot of different effects and amp settings on there.
On ours, there are no effects. There's not even a reverb tank.
Oh, wow, that's great.
We use the 100-watt Series 1 amps, and they are, you know, tube heads. And there is a little bit of a, like, interface in the front, like MIDI interface that's computerized as far as, like, channel switching and stuff.
Right.
But there are no effects, digital or otherwise, in the whole thing. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward, which is what we like.
Good. Because I feel like when a lot of these amp companies, what they're doing now with doing the whole thing that Line 6 started, I feel like they just make so many effects and they put so many different settings into it, and, you know, here's your 10 different amps from 10 different eras. I feel like they put too much effort and time into the artificial stuff, and the amp itself just gets lost.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's why we like the model that we play, because it does what it does, and it does it well, and that's what we like, and it doesn't try to be 15 different amps at once.